from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Kilo, yeah.
Why do they do the metric system even here in drugs? Like, that's the last thing drug addicts want to have to deal with is conversions, you know?
Correct.
Just 2 pounds. You know what I mean? You're not paying for it in euros.
Street prices.
But I think that you import it from countries where they do...
A gram of cocaine is usually about $120.
Okay. So 1,000 of those...
So welcome to Off the Cuff.
I don't know.
So okay, so $30,000 for a kilo.
$30,000. That's what I thought. Somewhere around there.
Okay.
All right. Well, because I know Freaky also said the price of the brick goes up. Obviously, the price of the brick is going up.
Talking about baseball players and how you can blow $15 million.
I wonder what the inflation has been like on that. You know what I mean? Like, is $30,000 for a kilo, was that the same 20 years ago, or is that more now? Or
I watch a lot of those shows with drugs and all that shit. And I mean, remember what was it on Scarface when he said I could do it for $17,000 a key or something like that? And that was
okay.
Well, I would imagine that
that's like 40 years ago, probably. Yeah. You'd have to think. Well, plus now too, like now,
you would think
it's such a big thing right now of people having their drugs cut with bad fentanyl. Stuff like fentanyl and other stuff and dying. So like, yeah, that would be
not good.
You can get those little like you can get like little test kit
to test it for fentanyl.
Yeah, so you like buy a bag of cocaine in a club, and then you can test it for fentanyl before you take it.
Wow,
in the club.
I thought fentanyl was in cocaine.
Well, it can be, but you don't want to. I think you don't want to have too much.
Occurs. I think they just cut it.
You don't want to have too much in there because that's what people are dying from. Is fentanyl overdoses.
Back in the day, they would cut it with B12, like vitamins,
or baby formula.
Yeah,
or baby laxatives.
B12 does a similar thing to your like it. You know, gives you a little something. Plus, I think you can't tell the taste.
Well, those are nice drug dealers.
Yeah, I guess so. Now they're like, yeah, put some fentanyl in there. You might die.
Whatever the cheapest powder-like substance you can get to cut it with, I think is what people are tending to use these days. Drywall.
I've seen that.
Damn.
I don't know.
No, that's the thing.
I don't know what it is. But, yeah. Again, like yesterday, no one on the show is endorsing drugs or doing any of them. I don't know why we were talking about that, but
we're just talking about a person that we might think that would blow all their money on cocaine.
Oh yeah.
$15 million. Yeah. How long would that take?
A lot of time. But here's the thing, like you don't blow all 15 mil on cocaine. You blow like a mil on cocaine and then the other 14 mil on the dumb shit you buy when you're on cocaine. Because when you're on cocaine, you're real excited
probably
to buy
a race car,
stupid shit.
A yacht maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Everything's a good idea.
Wouldn't surprise me if you owned like an exotic animal or three.
Sure. You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like the majority of the
Texas
majority of the tiger purchases.
Probably owns a steer.
Like the the domestic tiger purchasing tends to be done by cocaine.
Oh yeah, 100%
users. There's not a lot of sober people. Like, you know what? I need just a tiger in my backyard.
You know, there's more tigers owned as pets than there are in the wild. By just rich dipshits that want to own illegal animals.
Really?
Yeah. That isn't good.
It might just be a Sumatran tiger or some specific breed, but there's not a lot of tigers left in the world. I mean, they're only found in one little area of the world. So
right, Sumatra.
Yeah, Asia. Yeah,
that's not good.
Great coffee from that region too.
Do you know that you can have a kangaroo legally in some states in the United States?
Some, not all. Now that's the part that
Georgia you can't. Other states, you have to have a permit to have it. Other states, you can just have, like Wisconsin, if you just want a kangaroo.
How do you get a permit for it? Where the fuck do you find kangaroos here?
I don't think you had to get them from Australia.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, you'd have to buy it from overseas,
yeah, okay.
I would think. Or maybe there's a kangaroo, if somebody in Wisconsin's a kangaroo breeder, you know, because you can just have them. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I always wonder if you are one of these people that wants one of these animals, how easy is it to find somebody who'll sell
them
to you?
I'm pretty sure it is.
You think it's easy?
Like, animal smuggling is a huge freaking racket.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, airplanes and shit, and people sneaking them onto, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. That's never been a...
I don't know what...
I'm not a big exotics guy.
Me either.
I don't know what I would want if I wanted to have an exotic animal.
All right, here we go.
Fish. I would love some exotic fish. I would like to have some puffer fish or some piranhas.
How about this shit?
Really?
How about this shit? Piranhas, yeah. In Kingsbury, Texas. They sell kangaroos.
Kangaroo really?
For sale?
Yep. Yep.
So Texas must be one of the states where you can just have
kangaroos
them.
Kangaroos care. Book an appointment. It don't sound much it costs, though.
So what do you think a Georgia State Trooper would do if he pulled you over in the state of Georgia?
Amazingly, you can have a kangaroo
in your
as a pet.
Seat.
They're mostly docile and calm natured, unlike the way they are described on TV. We bottle raise each baby kangaroo. Oh. Yeah, there we go.
Kangaroos seem like a relative to dogs, right? Like they kind of have the same. Obviously,
more
they stand up
relative
but,
to an opossum.
A possum, you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're marsupials.
Oh, you're right. Okay, interesting. That makes sense. But people have possums as pets.
I've had possums as a pet when I was a kid.
Kangaroos.
So. We'll get back to that. We'll get back to it.
Country ass bow. Kangaroo ownership is legal with the permit in Washington, Idaho, Nevada, New Mexico, and Texas.
All right, okay. So
you can hold on. You can, but without a permit, is Wisconsin, South Carolina, and West Virginia.
So South Carolina's not far.
Yes,
we could be in South Carolina an hour and 15 minutes.
Yes,
own a kangaroo with no permit. That's crazy. Now,
$10,000.
If anybody,
that's how much one goes for.
Yeah.
If anybody listening is a law enforcement agent, I would like to know. Did you know that owning a kangaroo in Georgia is illegal? So, like, if a state trooper pulled somebody over and there's a kangaroo in their car,
God,
would they call the?
I would, but all I'm saying, even these states that's legal, I would probably still be like, is that motherfucker? Is he?
God,
is he here illegally?
Doesn't that feel like such a headache? Like you're
having
a fucking
kangaroo?
State. No, you're a state trooper. You pull. Some, I would just be like,
oh,
I
damn it!
God damn it! You got a fucking kangaroo in there.
Going 15 over.
This is gonna take.
You have a fucking kangaroo in your.
I didn't know it was gonna be all day.
I
might
kangaroo.
Just pretend I didn't see it. I thought it was a dog.
You had a fucking kangaroo.
I thought he had a dog back there. Sorry, I didn't get a good look at it. I thought it was a dog.
Had big feet.
Yeah, my bad. Like, because you just got it. Like sometimes just the headache of the process has to let people get away with stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what?
The paperwork?
I don't give a fuck.
Wonder how much paperwork you got to fill out for somebody having an illegal kangaroo?
I don't give a fuck. Just go away.
The Humane Society to come get them. I mean,
that's your whole day.
It's not the Humane Society. Surely there's some kind of federal something.
I don't know. But it would be wild if you just saw somebody with a kangaroo in their backyard.
I just want to know something. You had a fucking pet possum. Did you like intend to have them there? You found them.
So, all right. So we own chickens.
You don't buy a possum.
No. We own chickens. All right. So possums are your worst enemy if you have a chicken coop because they come in there and they eat the eggs.
Oh, okay.
So typically when my dad would run across a possum, they would be exterminated. But I think he ran across a possum one time that had babies.
Uh-huh.
So then the babies became our pets.
Okay.
So you can, and it's fun. Like the little babies, they'll sit there with their big possum tails and hang off your finger and shit. It's pretty cool.
That is nice.
At what point does it become no longer?
I'm sure that happened at some point because all of a sudden, one day we just didn't have possums anymore.
Yeah. Your dad was like, yeah, it's enough of this.
Yeah. Last thing, alligator before?
Last thing I need is one of my kids getting bit by a fucking possum.
We had a pet alligator. Yeah. Yeah.
How big did he get?
Foot. I think maybe we had two or three of them. We had an old boat that had reindeers filled up with water. There's a lot of my parents have. We have 13 acres.
Okay.
And there's so many classic cars that if they were restored, we could make a museum. But instead, sure. They're just sitting out there in the fucking with grass growing up to them. And
country living.
There's an old dude. Yeah. We have a freaking what's the suicide door car that was in the Keith Sweat video? Lincoln Continental. We have one of those.
A word?
Yeah. Dude, this one of something I'd always wanted to do is fix up all my day. We have a Model A and a Model T.
Holy shit.
Best cars ever free.
Why?
He's a car collector. My dad loves classic cars. He just doesn't really do a whole lot with them.
Just likes to have them.
Like to have them,
but doesn't.
Yeah. Probably 30 of them.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So we have a
boat.
That's a
junkyard is what that is.
Basically, yes. Yeah.
He could probably sell off parts maybe not now if they've been out there in the rain for too long. But
now he did run across this this guy that was a renter in one of the houses because we have a couple rent houses on the same property that loves old
cars. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cars and shit, and he fixed a couple of them up.
I think
a couple that are actually running.
Yeah, that's something I don't have any knowledge of. Like, I can fix house stuff. I'm pretty handy with house stuff. I have no car.
I can change a tire pretty quickly.
Yeah. I can do the basic.
I don't know how to change oil.
I can change a car. I can change a tire. I can put a new battery in. I can change a spark plug, that kind of stuff. But I can't. I don't know how to, like, repair cars. Yeah, I don't know how to work on my car. You can learn. You can learn anything on YouTube. Yeah, like there's a 20-minute video on anything on YouTube if you want to. But it would be really fun.
I'm gonna change all the lights in the car.
I can do that.
And that's hard.
Do that.
Like sometimes with these new cars, getting back behind the wheel well and shit to get the headlight in there takes a long time.
I can change the battery.
Yeah. Right. Like that. Like basic car stuff. But I couldn't. You know. I don't know how to
change
sand the and
switching out the posts, right? Just make sure they don't touch.
Exactly.
You just gotta make sure you don't kill yourself.
Like you remember Murdoch on the A-Team? Fucking hit that goddamn roof.
It would be pretty fun though to get like an old car and fix it up.
Yeah, I agree.
Know that would be satisfying.
I had this old ass partner of mine, like his uncle. Was one of them dudes that had all them cars. Didn't fix shit, but always had hoods up. all the hoods are always up. Man, hand me that socket wrench. Just be, don't be fixing shit. out there drinking beer and talking shit.
That's like all it is.
Yeah.
It's just an excuse to drink. Yeah. It's just another thing you can do while you're drinking beer.
Yeah,
exactly. I got to go work on the truck.
Yeah. An hour and a half or so, you'd hear him scream some freaking curse word because he dropped something or cut himself or some shit.
What? The more beers you have, the less likely it is you're going to fix a goddamn thing.
Yeah, like,
plus, you're probably just fixing shit you broke when you got too drunk last Saturday, you know?
Hey, man, y'all come over here.
But that sounds fun.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.